A local Minneapolis resident says the man shot by federal agents on Saturday was lying on the ground when the shooting took place. The incident marks the second fatal shooting by federal agents this month during a surge in immigration enforcement in the northern U.S. city. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Border Patrol agents fired in defense at a man who allegedly approached them with a handgun and two magazines. An unidentified witness says the man was unarmed when shot by the federal agents.
Well, he was walking and stuff, and then the ICE just jumped out of nowhere and just started tackling and tussling with him. He was just walking, and they just surrounded, and he slipped on the ice, and they started tussling with him. And then they hit him in the head with a canister, and then he started tussling with him, and then they shot him. They just killed him right there. He was unarmed. He was just walking. He didn't have no gun or nothing and stuff. You know, he was just dead. And I got the video right here to show it.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said the man was a 37-year-old city resident who was believed to be a U.S. citizen with no criminal record. A video circulating on social media and aired on cable news stations showed people wearing masks and tactical vests wrestling with a man on a snow-covered street before shots were heard. In the video, the man falls to the ground and several more shots are heard.